From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Our VIP is a stand-up comedian who's written for Saturday Night Live, NBC's 30 Rock, and he currently has a reoccurring role on the Comedy Central show Broad City. Hannibal Buress will be joining us later in the show. And right now, let's give it up for our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hello, everybody.
Please welcome to stage our first two contestants, Guy Matz and Danielle Sherman. Danielle, you work as a clerk at the Brooklyn Board of Elections. That's very interesting. But you also are interested in Burmese zodiac. What is that?
I found out that it existed because I was living in Southeast Asia. I had some friends who, you know, whatever. And one thing led to another, as it often does. And
with the zodiac.
Yeah, with the zodiac. You can't get away from it. But no, I was looking into it because apparently in the Burmese zodiac, part of it is that it depends on what day of the week you're born, like what animal you are, what creature you are. So you could be like an elephant or like something like a tiger. I'm a guinea pig. I found out that I was a guinea pig, so I was like, oh, well, that fits me very well. So I became a fan of
what
that.
Day of the week is that?
Friday. So anyone born on a Friday...
Is a guinea pig,
yes.
There's only seven possibilities in Burmese zodiac.
Yes,
and one of them is guinea pig.
Yeah. I lucked out.
That's a pretty good... Yeah, I don't even want to know what the other ones are. Now, Guy, you work in IT and computers. I used to do that.
Really? Where?
Yeah, in New York.
In what capacity?
You want to talk about it in depth? It was back in...
I actually enjoy talking shop.
Yeah, it was like back when I was doing like Windows XP pre-service pack 2. But you take night classes in chemistry and biology for fun?
Yeah.
For fun.
I sort of started off doing that just sort of on a lark, and then it just kept going along and moving along, and now I'm taking a medical microbiology class over at Brooklyn College, learning about... methicillin-resistant Staph aureus and vancomycin-resistant Staph aureus and everything else that's going to
cause
you're
a hobby biochemist?
I want to be a biochemist when I grow up.
Oh, I know. That is adorable. All right. Do you speak Italian?
I don't.
Okay. Danielle, do you speak Italian?
Not that I know of.
Perfect. This game is called Jingle All the Way, and what it has to do with is Jonathan is taking a side career in writing commercial jingles. You're working on Old Spice, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. Working on Old Spice right now. The oldest spice you can buy. That's the working phrase I have so far. I'm still working on it, though.
That's good. I like it.
No, actually, in this game, I'm going to ask you to complete the lyrics to some famous commercial jingles. The twist is that I'm going to sing them in Italian. Because
why?
I took Italian in college, so my accent is pretty great. A couple of years.
2 years.
2 years. 2 years of Italian in college, so don't worry. All of this is absolutely correct. Lucky for you, contestants, you don't have to answer in Italian.
Oh,
just tell us the product, and if you'd like to sing it as part of the jingle, I think that would be appropriate. The audience all agrees, so that's... So, we're going to give you an example right now. Voglio il mio bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno. So, puzzle guru Mary Tobler. What was that? What was that a jingle for?
Chili's baby back ribs.
That's right. So, ring in when you know the answer. The winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Pronto?
See?
Yup.
That means, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that means ready. You got it. See? It's going to be, just use context clues. It'll be very easy. Here we go. Dammi una pausa, spezzami un pezzo di questa cosa. Danielle.
Kit Kat bar?
That's right.
In Italian, it sounds like the Kit Kat lounge, right? So
much cooler. Everything is much cooler in Italian.
Such a classy lounge. Yeah.
Non voglio crescere, sono un bimbo da qui. Ho ricevuto un milione di giocattoli da qui. Guy?
Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Oh.
As they would say in Italy, siamo giocattoli. which means we are toys. Okay, this is a cappella. That also is Italian. That means... Okay, here we go. 800-588-2300. Danielle.
I actually have no idea. 1-800-AUTO-something. I don't know.
Auto means eight. I'm going to tell you that much.
1-800-CAR-FOR-KIDS? No?
Just list all the 800 numbers you can think of.
I'm going to keep going. What is it? 1-800-MATTRESS?
No, I'm afraid you've gotten it wrong several times, Guy. Do you want to take a guess?
Empire?
Yeah! That's right. Empire Carpet. Okay, here we go. Raddoppia la tua freschezza, raddoppia la tua gioia. Oh, nessun'altra gomma rinfresca la tua bocca come. Doppia menta, doppia menta, gomma. Doppia menta.
Nope.
Oh, for God's sake.
I like that you're now angry
well,
at
now
them.
Well, now I'm mad.
They are working together. The contestants. The guy just asked me if I knew the answer.
No. I said, does dopia meta mean two times?
Does the audience know what it is? What is it? Double mint.
Yeah.
You will be relieved to hear this is your last clue. Non importa quel che succederà, la freschezza è meglio nella vita. Con questo si è pieni di vita. Niente ti disturba se fresco e disinvolto. Con questo si è pieni di vita. Fresco va meglio con questa freschezza. Fresco va meglio con questo si è pieni di vita.
This, Danielle, yes, I do know this.
You got this one, Danielle.
Thank you. Mentos?
Mentos, si! Brava!
I've never gotten so much applause for doing so little.
Now you know what it's like to work at this show. Mary, what happened in that game? Because I
have
can't
a tie.
Remember. I've already blocked
what?
It out.
Wait, what? Yes! Can you believe it?
I know. Every once in a while it is 1-1.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, dear God, no.
The phrase, Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball, comes from a classic commercial that was actually for what an acid? Danielle.
Alka-Seltzer?
Correct. Danielle's our winner.
Well done, Danielle. You did it. You're going to be coming back at the end of our show for our Ask Me One More final round.
I like to teach the world to sing.